Courtesy of the Washington Post, we learned of a 21st century makeway for ducklings that played out this past Friday in downtown Washington, D.C., at rush hour, no less. Pat Getter was walking from the subway to her office when she saw some unusual foot traffic marching down the street.
I was now just past the intersection of 15th and L, and I see a mother duck and four babies walking down the street. I wasn't sure where they were going, but I thought to myself, this could not possibly be good.
Can you describe what the ducks looked like, the mom and the four babies?
Well, the mother duck seemed to be sort of brown and white. I won't say defiant, but certainly forceful. I mean, she was a woman on a mission. And the babies, bless their heart, they couldn't have been more than 5-6 inches in length from tip of their nose to the tip of their tail. They were black with yellow striping and just fuzzballs.
And they're walking down the street, not the sidewalk. They're in the middle of the street?
No, they're on the sidewalk. They, in fact, had just gone past the Radio Shack, which is on the corner. They kind of looked like they were maybe going to start going around the corner, so I stopped, hesitated to see what's next. And then the mother decided, no, she was going to cross L Street.
And L Street's a busy street, we should point out.
L Street is a busy street. All the streets I had just crossed are busy. And just instinctively, I jumped out in front of the cars. I held both arms up, holding my briefcase and my purse, and going, stop, stop, stop.
And did people stop?
And they did.
The ducks made it safely across. At this point, Pat Getter was on her cell phone, frantically dialing 911, then the Humane Society and D.C. Animal Control. It became abundantly clear that no help would be on the way. The ducks, meanwhile, had waddled their way down the ramp into a parking garage. The parking attendant managed to steer them back up, unfortunately, right back towards the traffic.
She was making her way down to the corner of 15th and K, which is a very large intersection. And she decided, by God, not only was she going to cross the street, but she was going to cross the street diagonally.
Going across all the lanes of traffic.
All the lanes, all at one time. And so I jumped out again. This other woman jumped out again to ward off any traffic. And the duck, the mother, and the babies made their way across all, however, 6 lanes, 8 lanes of traffic to the opposite corner, which is a small one-block park. But that was short-lived because there wasn't anything there, not enough water. Some man was actually watering flowers, but that apparently wasn't enough.
That didn't interest her.
That didn't interest her. She was going to keep on trucking.
And you were keeping on trucking with her.
So I went this far. I was bound and determined I was going to get her to a safe haven or die trying. So on she went. We crossed one more street. The poor babies. They were getting so tired. The mother, bless her heart, has big webbed feet. And she's, you know, pat, pat, clomp, 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 walking along. The babies were trailing behind her over grates, you know, air and heating grates or whatever. And their little feet, even with their webbing on the bottom, falling through the grates.
Oh, no.
And they're rolling from side to side. And one of the little babies couldn't make it over the curb. She was so tired. And so another person, another, you know, good Samaritan, kind of nudged it up and got it over the curb. We're trying, of course, to, you know, stay our distance. And
but this duck needed a little
but
help.
They needed a little bit of help. And she then, you know, peeked in some other businesses along the way. And finally, we were in eyesight of a park that has a concrete pond with fountain. And she saw it, and we saw it, and she made a beeline, and we tagged behind, and she scurried over. She leaped over the edge of the curb of the pond and started swimming. The babies in tow, 1, 2, 3, 4, they flopped on in, and they found what apparently what they were looking for and were just swimming around as happy as could be.
That must have been hard to leave, though, because that's clearly not a permanent solution for those ducks. They can't make that their home. Do you wonder what happened to them?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm ambivalent because on the one hand, I thought about, I'll go back and check on them. And then I thought to myself, well, if you do that and they're not there, you'll just be worried sick. So you can't save all the ducks all the time. But when you can intervene and some human help is necessary because of the things that the ducks cannot control and are certainly not aware of, then I felt an obligation to do that.
Pat Getter was among those helping a mother duck and her four ducklings wend their way through traffic in downtown Washington, D.C. this past Friday.